Now, you may have noticed that blind Dave Healy has been missing from the airwaves here at RNIB Connect Radio recently. He has been so busy. He's been cramming all sorts of things in, including an ultra marathon in South Africa. Have you recovered yet?
Just about, mate. Just about.
Well, for those that don't know, tell us about it.
It was 55 mile. It was a double marathon. It was actually over there. It was 87K. And if there's a word that I can sum it up with, Simon, it was horrendous. No, it was brilliant. The whole Comrades ultramarathon scene, it was the 94th year. It's the oldest ultramarathon in the world. Now they cater for 20,000 runners. In 1921, I think. I'm still learning about it, but I'm sure in 1921 it kicked off with 34 runners, and in 2019 we stood back to front to back in Durban City, outside Durban City Hall, at 5:30 on the 9th of June, which was nearly 3 weeks ago. 5:30 a.m. ready to kick off the 94th. It was incredible, absolutely incredible. Pain, pleasure, an experience, an adventure. I'm certainly never going back. It was one of those runs, mate. It was just unbelievable. You have to run into it to realise what it's about. 87K or 55 miles of running, you have to complete in 11 hours and 59 minutes, 59 seconds. Or if you cross the line a second later, there's no medal, there's no recollection, there's no certificate. Through the run itself, there are, I believe, 6 checkpoints. And each checkpoint, all runners have to get past in a certain time. I can't remember all the times off the top of my head. If you don't, there's no mercy with the Comrades. They simply stop you, put you on what they call the bailer bus, or bailer buses that are following all runners. And, you know, wherever mile you're at, K you're at, that's your race finished. The amount of hills that are on this thing, Simon, is incredible. The amount of support throughout the run, and I mean support for 55 miles, is just mind-blowing. It is obviously the biggest run in South Africa. The streets are just simply lined. The support, the aid stations, the drink, there's water at every K, Coca-Cola, lemonade, they put, you know, bananas, they put orange, slices of orange, potatoes with salt on. You are hitting the hills and you are running with Comrades, veterans who have run it some 20-odd times, and they're there just to give you advice as much as they're running it themselves. The camaraderie amongst the runners is well, mind-blowing. But the support, and as you start climbing towards the finish from around about the 60K mark, the support just seems to double. They are willing you to cross that line. They are willing you to get under that time. They want you to gain that medal. They want you to tell the rest of the world then that you've done it, and to encourage people back. I've never known anything like it. And I say the London Marathon, which it is, for me, it's a carnival. And if you could bottle that atmosphere, it would be brilliant. But if you could bottle the atmosphere from start to finish on the Comrades Ultra, from not only the runners, but from the people who are supporting and the volunteers who are helping on the aid stations, you bottled that and then spread it around the world for 365 days. What a wonderful, wonderful place we were living. It was simply incredible, mate.
As a blind runner, though, was it quite intimidating?
Yeah. For me, I'm guessing, because I'm so used to running in the crowds, yeah, there was a lot of bumping and buffeting with bodies. But it was, you know, it wasn't deliberate. It was just the fact that there's 20,000 runners and you don't seem to hit a clear running space. Rosie and Tony, who were my guide runners, bless them, I mean, it was total concentration for them for 87K. They had to watch back, front, feet, left and right. And that was why it was great to have two, because while Rosie was guiding me, Tony was sort of at the rear and, you know, sort of, if you want to, stopping people sort of coming between us, because in some races people will come between you and they'll hit this cord and think, oh, what's this? But then when Tone wasn't guiding me, he was grabbing some water. And when Rosie wasn't guiding me and Tone was, she was grabbing water. So, you know, it was a complete team effort. But as Rose said, on numerous occasions through the run and certainly when we finished, it's not the run for a blind person, because it's total concentration for guides. And for me, you know, running in all them crowds, buffeting, which is a fantastic experience, but it's not the best. I mean, I kicked a drain that was protruding. I kicked many, what they call them, cat's eyes, and they were sort of above the ground. You run into other runners. At one point, I kicked the heels of one, and I'm just so glad it was a big bloke, because when I sort of toppled, I sort of hands on his back, and he kept me up. But you know what? I'm glad I've done it. Do I want to go back and do it again? No. It was 87k of hell, but it was 87k of fun as well. Coming up to when we actually reached the 60k, in fact 21k to go, which was the half marathon, we were on 3 hours to complete. And normally we would do a half marathon in 1:45, and we thought, ooh, we could walk this, but we were sadly wrong. The hills that came after that, which was 20, 21k to go, were horrendous. They call one the last hill of all, basically, the last big hill. What do they call it? Polly Shorts. If shorts in South African means short, then somebody got it wrong, because that hill went on for nearly 2.5k. And with only 10k to go, my God, that sorts the mind and body out, believe you me. We got to the top of that. With 7.5k to complete, we hit the last checkpoint, which we had to, was it, I think it was 11 hours and 10 minutes you'd got to get there by. We actually got there 10:50. So we got 20 minutes to spare, but you could see as we were running, our times at the checkpoints was coming down and down. Sadly, and I mean sadly, Tony, who is my major guide, he totally got cramped up. He had a salt tablet off a South African runner, which obviously totally disagreed with him. He just collapsed and he was, well, vomiting badly. and me and Rosie were there, and he just simply said, look, three of us are not going to give a medal up for one. He says, I won't tell you his exact words that he said to me, Simon, to be honest with you, but you can possibly imagine. He just simply said to me, Dave, Pertemps is supporting you and sponsoring you for the foundation. Just go and get that medal. And it was a decision that me and Rosie had to make. And we said, and he went, just go. And we just went. And from 7.5k, how we picked up that pace, we got at 5k about 45 minutes to get to the finish line, which, by this stage of the race, my God, we certainly weren't doing a 6 and 7 minute miling. You know, it was left foot, right foot, left foot, right foot. Crowds were just shouting you through, and we did that last 7.5k, and we hit the finish line in 11 hours and 50 minutes. But Rosie was saying there were runners that were dropping like flies. There were stretchers and ambulances all over the place. There was the people supporting from the sides of the roads. People were literally picking runners up and screaming at them in the nicest way. They wanted them to finish. They were willing everybody at that point. With 3K to go, we turned a corner. Simon, I couldn't even hear Rose talking to me. There was bands, there were singers, there was choirs, there was people screaming at you. We just kept running. I was lunging those K markers as they was coming down. She said, you know, there's the 3K marker. And then I was willing the 2K marker. And then she said, the 1K. Dave, just 1K to go. and we hit the race course in Pietermaritzburg. And when we hit this 1K marker and the race course, oh, sorry, there was artificial matting underfoot. There was long grass. We even went down underneath this like underpass, and when we come up the other side, I thought it was like Mount Everest. It was ridiculous, but we got through there. Queen's song was blaring out somewhere there. We are the champions, and we, you know, you were sort of singing away to it. We turned left, we turned right. There was artificial mats, which were an absolute nightmare for anybody, and I suppose me being blind, you know, you're not knowing. And then Rosie said the magic words. 100 metres, or in my world, 100 yards, she said, Dave, I can see the finish. She said, it's 100 metres, mate. And we hit artificial matting at this point. It was like running in mud. But it was so, so funny when I said it. I said, Dave, we started a race in the dark at 5:30 this morning, a.m. She said, and we're now due to finish, and it's now dark again. And I said, Rosie, and I've run in the dark, mate. It's been absolutely brilliant. But we crossed that line. We hugged. We jumped. I don't know whether I cried. I don't know whether I shouted. I can't remember. But we finished in 11 hours and 50 minutes. The legs, the hips, the knees, the ankles, the feet, even the arms, the back. I don't think there was a part of me, sorry, that weren't aching. But it was unbelievably. It was just fantastic, mate.
No, it's what an achievement. How's Tony?
Tony's great. He did finish. He came in about 25 minutes after us. He had to walk it in. So he did finish, but he didn't get a medal. But all three of us did finish. We did complete it. So that is the major thing. But, mate, I'm sorry for rabbiting on, but to get it across to people, how tough it was just incredible, mate.
No, David, it's an amazing feat. And, again, the Albion Foundation will be...
Yes.
Be the recipients of all your hard work there.
I hope so.
Well, yeah, yeah. No, it's fantastic listening to you. I actually got carried away. I thought I was there.
Brilliant, mate.
It's not affected your talking, though, has it?
No. It ain't now. I tell you what, though, they sat me on a wall at the end of it. Oh, my God, and I was quite happy to sit on that wall for as long as they wanted to leave me.
Right, well, loads going on. I haven't got time to chat about any of the other stuff. How do we keep up with you?
BlindDaveHooley.co.uk is the website. Social media is the best place now, as Deb said. It's Facebook is Blind Dave Healy and Twitter is at Blind Dave Healy. But there's a contact us form on the website if you want to speak, you know, as you know. But otherwise, get in touch with Simon and, you know, always willing to have a little chinwag. But sorry for running our 10 minutes through, mate, but I just get carried away now when I try to discuss it. But, you know, you try and pour over how much pain was involved. But now you're back home, you don't realise that pain. You just accept the challenge. Done, completed, and never going back.
Yeah, what a great achievement. Well, I appreciate it, Dave. And we'll catch up with you next week and find out what else you've been up to.
Okay, thank you very much. I'm going for a lie down now, sorry.
So am I.
It's put me all skiff again.
I know. I feel a bit giddy myself.